It's a really, really, really wonderful group, you know, the Gleaners. You know, it's something. It's a miracle, I think. It's a blessing. Gleaners.
I would really agree. Are you guys proud to be Gleaners?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you feel really good about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love doing it. And we'll do it as long as we can.
Yeah, we grew up in an era, you know, where people help people. And things like that, you know. So this is something we enjoy because it just keeps carrying our life along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think
elderly people need to be active.
Yeah.
Period. Whether they can move fast, slow, doesn't matter. Just move.
Just keep on moving.
That was Bill and Donna, members of the Alsea Valley Gleaners, talking about why they love gleaning. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Episode 3 of the Gleaner Season of Local Folks Podcast. My name is Bob Madar, and the focus of today's program is on the folks who do the work of gathering and distributing food and firewood, gleaning group members. So who are the Gleaners, and what motivates them to work as hard as they do to help themselves and other people? Well, first of all, Gleaners are local folks like you and me. There are only a couple of requirements for joining a gleaning group. One, yearly household income has to be equal to or less than 200% of the federal poverty level, which is about $33,900 a year for two people. And two, a commitment to volunteer a specified number of hours a month, the average across all 14 groups is 8 hours, to help gather and distribute food and firewood. People who are unable to participate in gleaning activities due to a physical disability or other circumstance can join as adoptees. About half the groups charge membership dues, which range from $20 a month to $30 a year, while the rest ask for donations. Regardless, no member household can be refused food if they are unable to pay dues. But why do people become gleaners? I've asked a lot of gleaners that question, so let's listen to what a few folks had to say.
Well, I ended up becoming a gleaner. My parents were in the gleaning group after they retired. And then I was an intensive care nurse, and I hit a deer on the way home from work and got a brain injury, and so could no longer work. And initially, my income was too high to fit into the gleaning group, and I offered to volunteer anyway. And then some financial things changed, and so now I'm eligible. And it's just, it's a good system to be in if you need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So
I heard of Gleaners back in, I need to start, in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
My child was diagnosed with nasopharyngeal carcinoma at the age of 17. And my mom, who had lived with us for 16 years, had congestive heart failure. She ended up dying in September of that year. And so I'm dealing with getting my child through cancer and my mom's death. And my mom was an active participant in our household. So she contributed approximately $600 a month to our household. And all of a sudden, that was gone. So there was a lot of stress. And I'm called Love Inc. It's a local organization that is kind of like the navigator for systems that are in place in Corvallis and Benton County to help people get the help they need. And I explained to them my situation, and they said, you need to call Mary's Rivers Gleaners and ask for Cookie. And she goes, she can help you make sure you have food on your table. So I called up, and my favorite words were, hello, this is Cookie. And my story spilled out to her what had happened. And she goes, girl, you just come on down and we will help you. And they did.
Well, I've lived in Philomath my entire life. And I had a friend that was not working and needed money.
Mm-hmm.
Or not money, I'm sorry, needed some food. And I knew if we had a food bank. And so I took him down there to the food bank and got introduced to Gleaners and realized that it was a good group, that it was people helping people that needed food. And so I started volunteering, and I fell into the monetary range of it. And they always wanted workers. And so I just became a Gleaner, figured out what it was, started doing pickups and helping as much as I could. And it has been a great source of motivation. And I was at a coordinators meeting, and they said that every one of the people said it's people helping people, that we don't do it for ourselves. And I kind of giggled because I thought, yes, we do. We get a lot of good, healthy food from our Gleaner organization. And it is also people helping people.
That was Julie from Fair Share Gleaners in Sweet Home, Tricia from Philomath Gleaners in Philomath, and Patty from Mary's River Gleaners in Corvallis. And I think their answers illustrate the reasons why people become Gleaners. Often, an unforeseen event, like a car accident or other major health problem, results in a dramatic reduction in household income. Or, retirement income or wages earned from full-time work are simply not enough to cover all household expenses. In both cases, food insecurity is the result. But there's one more reason for joining a gleaning group that's very important to every gleaner I've met. Betty from Harrisburg Gleaners put it this way while she was repacking bulk food for distribution.
I didn't know what Gleaners really was, and I thought it was a welfare program, and I didn't want welfare. And then when I got involved, I realized it was a whole lot more than that.
Oh, no kidding.
It was a step up, and it was, you work for it, and you really work for it, and I love working for it.
Yeah, we went out and we gleaned. We gleaned 300 pounds of cantaloupe last night.
300 pounds of cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe.
Wow.
And about 45 minutes. And then we went and got, I don't know, you have the numbers. 100 and some pounds of tomatoes.
148 pounds of squash. 148 pounds of tomatoes.
And how many pounds of
green beans? About, wasn't that many green beans, so about 40 pounds of green beans, different varieties of green beans.
Mm-hmm. And that was in about 3 hours.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So the gleaning part of it is very fascinating. And then on the way home, we stopped and talked to one of our donors. He has an apple orchard. When he was talking about selling his property before. And now we're going to go and start gleaning his apples.
If I have learned one thing about gleaners, it's that they absolutely value working for everything they receive. Over the past year, I've participated in just about everything gleaners do to gather food and firewood for their membership. And from what I've seen, I can say that they are very hard-working people. But don't just take my word for it. Let's listen to some folks who have spent a lot more time with gleaners than I have. First, we'll hear from Jessica and Quinn, two Oregon State University students who recently completed an internship with Gleaners. And then we'll hear from Susan James, Gleaning Program Coordinator for Lynn Benton Food Share.
We went out to Philomath?
Where they have the big stack.
And their coordinator was talking to us about these two brothers that have been on all these wood gleans, mm-hmm. and one cut his hand or his finger or something and had
stitches,
Band-Aid all over his hand.
Yeah.
So he's like, so what time are we gleaning tomorrow? Yeah. What time are we going to stack the wood? And she's like, what? Like, your whole hand is wrapped up? And he said, I'll be here 6 a.m. or whenever they were meeting. And
he was like, there. Wow. He was there. And they stacked all that wood. And
yeah.
I don't know how they did it.
I don't know if Pam talked about Austin. who just passed away, but he went on every wood gleaning, and he would run the splitter with his oxygen mask and his oxygen tank. He would be sitting there, I mean, until the day he died, he was doing that. And I mean, from as long as I've been here, there's been people like that. Mm-hmm. That would just, they just work so hard, but that's what they want to do. I think you probably met Ron. We call him Grandpa out at the warehouse.
I did.
Yeah. He's a wood coordinator for North San Am Gleaners. And he's 80-something, but, you know, he just doesn't stop. He takes his grandkids out, his boys, and they're doing wood constantly. And his wife passed away not too long ago, and he was out the next weekend. Wow. And brokenhearted, but he said this is what keeps him going, and I really believe it.
Commitment, hard work, dependability, determination. Gleaners show these qualities day in and day out in the work they do. Initially, people join because they need help providing for themselves and their families. But from what I have seen, there are a couple of other things besides taking care of their families that help sustain their work as time passes.
Yeah, this is what we love.
Oh, no kidding. So tell me a little bit about it. What is it about it that you love?
Well, I just like helping, you know, because half of it goes to the needy mm-hmm. and the people that can't get out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we get half amongst ourselves, so. But it's rewarding
mm-hmm.
to know that it's going to people that can't get out here and do it themselves.
Me, I think it would be for helping people and just basically going out and helping your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people don't get out there and do that.
And would you talk to that just a little bit about why that's important for you to go out and help people?
It's just the way I was raised.
The way you were raised, yeah.
Yeah, my mom raised me like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in that stuff. Because if you didn't, this world wouldn't survive. That's all there is to it. This world would not survive if you didn't believe in stuff like that.
You know, a friend of mine said, kind of an interesting quote, she said, if we work together, can feed multitudes.
Yeah, we could feed the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And we could, too.
The senior citizens is what I'm looking at, mostly. I really don't look at the younger generation. I look at the older generation. Look at me. I'm getting old and decrepit.
Right there with you. So when you say you look at the older generation, in what regard? What?
I see people don't want to help them. You know? And I don't know if anybody else sees it, but I do. I can see it all the time. Even when they're not a gleaner, I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it when I was out in the fields, when I was doing other things. When I was working in the crushing business, I was working in the hay business. I mean, senior citizens, people just kind of turn a deaf ear to. And that's not right.
And how long have you been with the Gleaning organization?
In actual years, probably since it got pretty close when it got started, about 35 years ago.
Wow.
Off and on, not all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My work kept me from it for quite a while. But
mm-hmm.
After I retired, I've been here steady for the last 7 years.
Wow, that's a long time. That's a neat organization. It's fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that was one of the things that I noticed is it's kind of like a social thing.
Oh yeah, that's mainly what it is. Checking everybody out, all the little buddies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, people are laughing and joking and working away here, and yeah,
they know.
We just heard from a member of the Philomath Gleaners on a green bean glean, Scott, route coordinator for North San Am Gleaners, Jim, coordinator for South Benton County Gleaners, and Sal from Alsea Valley Gleaners, talking about how important and rewarding it is to help other people,
and how much fun it is to work with like-minded folks to provide that help. I've talked with quite a few hardworking gleaners about what motivates them, and all of them have given similar answers. They are dedicated, compassionate people who simply enjoy working with their friends to help people who are in need. In closing, let's listen to Ryan McCambridge, director of Lynn Benton Food Share, talk about how much he respects and admires gleaners.
Well, so I've been at Lynn Benton Food Share for just over 20 years now.
20 years?
Yeah.
Well, oh, my goodness, I should have asked you about that.
Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. And so I started out as the part-time warehouse person. So I have a very practical background to me. And so in that time, so from day one, I've been interacting with the gleaning groups since the beginning. And, you know, there's things that that happen in your life that make you humble, that make you realize that, you know, you're not better than anybody else. And the gleaning groups drive that home for me, is that we are all exactly the same, and as I said, deserving of respect. And there are folks, in my experience over that 20 years, within the gleaning program in particular, that I cannot fathom the level of commitment that they have to their membership. What they are willing to do to help their neighbor is just phenomenal, beyond me. They're not getting paid. They're not getting 1 cent to do this. They're getting the satisfaction that they know they're doing the right thing. You could call that a salary, I guess, if you want to, but nobody is compelling them to do this. They are doing it just out of sheer sacrifice of themselves and their time, and that's the thing that amazes me. And why the gleaning program is so vital to Lynn Benton Food Share.
Yeah. Wow, man, that was beautiful. What can I say? I'm going to shut this off. Oh my God.
What have we learned in this episode that can help us answer the question posed at the beginning of these podcasts? Namely, what can the work of gleaners tell us about how to effectively use local resources to address community problems? For me, the primary message of this episode is local folks are an important resource for solving local problems. This may seem obvious, but I think far too often this resource is either overlooked or poorly utilized. If my time with them has taught me anything, it is that gleaners are very hard-working, motivated people who are making important contributions to their communities. And it is my firm belief that they are a model for how local folks can be very effective at creating and implementing solutions to local problems. The trick is how to provide local people with support and technical assistance so they can be successful, and then how to get out of the way so they can do the work. I hope you will return for episode 4, airing on the 1st of September, when we will take a more in-depth look at all the local resources gleaners tap into as they gather food and firewood for needy households in their communities. Because of their efforts, tons of good food and other commodities from an astounding variety of sources end up going to needy households instead of the local landfill.
KBOO Portland.